Hey everyone, this is Brainlock here, and we're going to be talking about something a little bit more serious today with everything going on, the COVID-19 and, you know, other factors of the climate change or the weather, you know, everything closing down. We're going to be talking about something a little bit more serious on that matter. We're going to be talking about mental health while during this whole situation and this whole, I guess, emergency we're in for the most part, and how it forms us as people and everything like that. Now, the last episode, we talked about something around the lines of finding yourself and finding your reason why. This episode, however, I'll be talking about, you know, your traits, your tribulations, the things you'll be going through as you're finding yourself why, or your actual why and everything like that. The traits, the tribulations, and the trials you'll be going through, in which case you will have to face in life, but learning to cope with in your life as well. Now, getting into things, I can only speak for myself when it comes down to these certain matters. So I never share any information vented to me by friend or even an acquaintance. Everything is held to me, and specifically me. I would never tell someone else, somebody else, this information. For example, if someone were to tell me, you know, hey, I've been going through a lot, and they'll start to, you know, actually, you know, show themselves in a sense, I guess, be really transparent with me. There is no way in, like, hell, excuse my language, that I'm going to share their information with another person unless I feel as though it is deemed worthy to share that information with another person, in which case they would have to be in danger or in need of help in some way or shape or form when it comes down to it, and it putting themselves or others at risk of hurting or being hurt. With that being said, you know, with everything like that, my experiences specifically, I've suffered and gone through some mental straining and really, if I'd say, traumatic things, honestly, from losing family members to losing friends, I'm sure everyone has, to even losing myself, frankly, and losing others that are really, really close to me when it comes down to it. Even with all that being said, or I've gotten through these times by making sure I was specifically, you know, in the right mental state, in the right mental state of being. If you don't, you know, focus on you at times and, you know, self-gratification, self-love, and everything in between, if you don't do that, slowly but surely, you'll start to deteriorate your mental state of being. You will actually mentally feel like, okay, I need to do stuff for other people, otherwise I don't feel worthy. No, that is not the case whatsoever. I mean, at least for my specific situation, it was. I felt as though if I wasn't, you know, helping someone else out or helping someone in dire need or even helping someone in general, I felt as though I was useless. I was not a person, and that is not to be okay. That is not okay whatsoever. I've even vented to other people and, you know, shared mine story and experiences with other people when it comes down to it, and sometimes they don't take that information as it being classified specifically for them, because I feel as though they are trustworthy enough for me to specifically say this to them, and they won't give it to another person. However, they might have to grow, however they might have to understand, or if I communicate it wrongly, situations like these do come about. So it's not to justify what they did or anything like that. It's just to obtain the knowledge at which that, you know, hey, I trusted this person with this said information at this point in time in their life. They were not trustworthy enough and they shared it or they told it or whatever it may be. And that wasn't okay. It's not to be justified whatsoever, but to obtain the knowledge at that hand, at that point in time, in that experience of, hey, they don't, you know, they don't value me as a person, or they don't value my word as a person, and they don't value my, you know, standards when it comes down to these specific things that I say to them and specifically towards them. So I must move on. let's see here. Whether it comes from a place of hurt, fear, wrath, envy, that is not who you are, regardless of what happens. Mental health can change your set of actions, which does not change who you are as a person, because you cannot be angry all the time. It's physically impossible. It is physically impossible to be angry all the time. It is physically impossible to be fearful all the time. It is physically, mentally, emotionally impossible for you to stay in that state of being angry, fearful, hurt, wrath, whatever the case may be. Because at one point in time, you will, you know, you will eventually, you know, have happiness in your life. You will have your ups and downs and everything like that. So mental health can, you know, change your actions towards others and deteriorate you to the point where you don't, you know, you're not acting as your normal self. Like, people would come up to me whenever I was, you know, super seldom and super quiet about things. They'd be like, hey, are you okay? You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going through something in my head. And, you know, repeats of hurt past experiences, or just repeats of like things that happened to me before and stuff like that, like just reviewing them and getting a better understanding of them. Because if you do not, you know, talk about it with somebody, or you do not, you at least try to review it in your own mind to where it'll make more sense, you will stay in a state of hurt and a state of victimizing yourself, which is not okay. You will not always be the victim. And in every circumstance, sometimes you have to understand that you are the cause of something. Or even, you know, hey, that person, you know, was just really hurt in that specific time, and they did not mean to do those actions. That's just not who they are as a person. I know this for a fact. They know this as a fact. And they apologize, or whatever they had to do to reconcile. Or even if they didn't, because like a very, very great poet once said, a very, very great man once said, apologies are, you know, you take apologies for what they are, even if they do not apologize, because apologies are for you, it's not for them. So, even with all that being said, like, I've had times where people will tell me something about their goals and stuff like that, and, you know, slowly, you know, their eyes sparkle up and stuff like that, like cartoon and stuff like that. Their voices continue on like a rhythmic flow. You know, it sounds like they've practiced it 1,000 times over. It sounds like they've rehearsed this, and it is part of a play at this point. And they'll tell me about their goals and stuff like that, but slowly but surely they'll start to deteriorate, and they'd be like, you know, but I can't do it because of blah, 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 or I'm not something, or I'm not to this point yet, so I can't do this. It's like, we're not about to roll over this, like, you know, like it just did not happen. You said you felt as though you weren't worthy. Why is that? You know, if you talk about it with somebody, or even if you talk about it with a specialist, or, you know, through yourself, reviewing it in your own mind, you need to be able to comprehend what happened. You need to be able to understand, you know, all the aspects in which what was going on at that specific time. It may hurt. Yes, I understand this. It may be scary. It may, you know, put you back in that same place, and it may frighten you. But if you have that support system in which that, you know, somebody can be there for you in that hard time need, or even, like, you know, help you in those specific times of need and stuff like that, cherish them with all your heart, because those people are really, really, really special. So shout out to the people who, you know, stuck it with me when I was going through my little hard time, stuff like that. Shout out to the people who, you know, I could talk to at any point in time, even if I don't talk to them to this day. They are still loved, they are still missed, and I hope one day, further along in life, we'd be able to talk again and stuff like that. So my coping mechanisms for my mental health and stuff like that, my mental blockage, is monitoring, getting professional help for starters. However, with society being so weird about mental health and how much it costs in order to get a specialist to talk to in the first place, I would get a person you trusted, somebody who will listen to your hard times and, you know of you as a person overall, not just, you know, somebody you met a month ago. I mean, if they, you know, giving you that much of trust, obviously do whatever it is you will. I'm not one to judge, but make sure they are trustworthy. Make sure they are, you know, in your best interest of everything. I mean, from your best interest in finances, your best interest is as your personal own being, mentally and physically, and everything like that. And even in your goals in life. So, when they actually, you know, when you actually tell them something and, you know, they respond back, make sure you actually listen when they do, because sometimes, you know, it can go in on one ear and out the other, instead of, you know, taking that knowledge and being like, hey, okay. So if they see it like that, you know, another person outside of me and my own self, seeing me, me telling them my transparencies, my, you know, my faults, my greatest achievements and everything like that, when it comes down to it, if they see that, you know, and this is me being transparent with them, then obviously I must be a little bit better than what I am. I must be a little bit better than what I think I am and everything like that. So, you know, and then this is not to be based off of, you know, what they see and stuff like that. It's not like that. It's them being truthful and bluntly honest. It's like, hey, you've been doing this great or you've been doing this wrong. You need that person that will not only be able to be there for you when it comes down to it of being truthful and honest, but also be there for you when it comes down to, you know, being compassionate and, you know, understanding and telling them, you know, hey, you might not be at this level yet, but you can get there if you try. You know what I'm saying? So that was about pretty much my talk for today. Thank you for listening, you guys. You can follow me on Spotify. Brain Lock is on Spotify now. You can follow me on Twitter. I got a page on Twitter. We got a page on Instagram. I share a bunch of great quotes and great experiences of other people and stuff like that. Apple Music, Facebook page, you already know. If you enjoyed this content, also comment down below if you're ready. What have you done lately for your mental well-being? Thank you for listening. This is Brain Lock. Thank you.